a good vach, a good maid, due to some logistical issues, I wasn't able to send out a board on Friday. The board I wanted to send out for Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so I'll share it with everyone this evening. The Pasuk says, regarding Shabbos, Pasuk in Bereishis, it says, Vayivorech, Elayikim, Esyum HaShvi, Vayikadei Shaisai. Hashem blessed the seventh day, and He made it holy. And Rashi says, it's referring to the mon. Vayivorech is Baruch Hu Bamon, He blessed it with mon, because on Erev Shabbos, double the portion of mon had to fall, because the mon did not fall on Shabbos. And that is what the pasuk means, Vayikadesh Oisai. He made it holy with the mon, that the mon did not fall on Shabbos. So the Berach HaBamon was that it fell twice on Erev Shabbos, and the Vayikadesh HaBamon was that it didn't fall on Shabbos. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this point, because we know that the mon, the falling of the mon, is demonstrative that sustenance, that parnasa, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all in His hands. And the Jews in the Midbar, for 40 years, they were sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this man that fell from the heavens, that fell from Shemayim. They didn't have to work, and they were provided for by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the man is considered the example, or the semel, by which we see that we can rely on Hashem, we can have betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will provide for us. Of course, we live in a world where we have to work, where we have to put efforts in to providing for ourselves. But those efforts, the rewards for those efforts, we view them not as being solely the result of our actions, but rather because we put the effort in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the bracha and the results from our efforts. Well, we can ask ourselves a question. If the man is the symbol of bitachon, in a way it's interesting that the man is such a stress about Shabbos, that at the very first time Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah, where it tells us it was blessed with man, that the man fell twice and took double portion on Friday, and it was made holy, Vekadosh B'man, because it didn't fall on Shabbos. Because let's think a second. Every day of the week, the mon had to fall. And no mon remained from one day to the next. Whatever was left over wasn't eaten, would have spoiled. Whatever was left in the fields melted away. And each day, the mon fell anew. The only day which they had mon for from the previous day was Shabbos. So in a way, the day about which you'd have to have the least B'tachan, L'chara would be Shabbos, because you already had the food from the day before. However, there are really two components to the B'tachan that the man brings out for us. First of all, is when someone needs something, he has faith, B'tachan, he can have faith, he should have faith in B'tachan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to provide him. Again, not a contradiction to one making their own efforts, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't provide him. But the other component of B'tachan, which in some ways is more difficult and maybe even more important, is that even after someone has something, or someone receives something in the past, he's able to be cognizant and recognize and assign that it comes from Hashem. That is also B'tachan. And in many ways, that's an even more important B'tachan. Because when someone's desperate and they're up against the wall, what are they going to do? Of course, It's certainly an honorable thing to have betachan and faith in Hashem that you'll be saved. But even if after you're full and after you have what you need, you're still able to say, no, this comes from Hashem, and you're not ascribing it to your own virtues. You're not ascribing it to your own efforts. That's a greater component in a way of betachan. And in fact, Shabbos is the day of rest. On a day of rest, rest affords a person the opportunity to sit back and to contemplate things, and to contemplate about his or her life, and to contemplate what they have. And if a person contemplates on Shabbos when they're resting and they're relaxed, and they think about, I'm resting on Shabbos because Hashem created the world, and I'm resting on Shabbos, oh, Hashem created the world. You know, everything that I have on Shabbos, everything that I have comes from Hashem. And in fact, we know that the observance of Shabbos in of itself is a declaration of Betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a declaration of faith, because we're saying we are not going to work on Shabbos. We're not going to be worried about making money for our needs or doing things that we need that are not permitted on Shabbos, because Hashem said to rest on Shabbos. Why does Hashem say to rest on Shabbos? Because He created the world in 6 days and He rested on Shabbos. So our observance of Shabbos is a demonstration, a declaration of faith. But when we have that moment to rest, we can also, not only we're making this declaration of faith, but it also gives us the opportunity to think, what does that mean? What does that faith mean? That faith means that even all of that we accomplish during the 6 days of work of every week is also something which is comes from Hashem. The results of all that is a gift from Hashem as well. The results of that is just like the month. So there are two components to the month. There was the man which fell every day, which we had nothing to eat. We needed to have the man. But more than that, on Shabbos, it's very kachiv. Shabbos is made holy with the man. Why was it made holy with the man? Because the man didn't fall on Shabbos. And in fact, on Shabbos, we had what we needed, because it fell twice on Friday. It fell double on Friday, and even so, we had it on Shabbos. And even so, we sat down and we were able, with our rest on Shabbos, we were able to really inculcate the message of the month, which is that everything comes from Hashem. Even that which we have already really comes from Hashem. That's the special, that's the two things about Shabbos. That the month fell double on Friday, and the month didn't fall on Shabbos. And what does this have to do with Pesach? What does this have to do with Pesach is the Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach that the Yidden ate the month for 40 years. And Rashi points out from Chazal that it was still missing 30 days because the month stopped falling on before they entered Eretz Yisrael, the month started falling on the 15th of Iyar, and it stopped falling on the 15th of Nisan. So in that 40th year, it was missing 30 days. So Rashi brings to Chazal that the matzah which the Yidden took out of Mitzrayim had the taste of man in it. Well, now, what does that mean? Had the taste of man. Perhaps we could say the pshat is like this: when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, in Yitzis Mitzrayim, was all about Petachan, like we say so many times, like the Rabban, and then the Parshas Boy points out that the great Nisim, the great miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all the Makas, was all to show us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, all about us having faith in Hashem. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, for 30 days, they were able to eat from the matzahs that they took out of Mitzrayim, which means they had food as they're leaving Mitzrayim. But even so, it was Tam Ubaim Taman. They tasted it, the Tamamon, meaning they tasted that they had. Everything comes from Hashem. Even when they had things, even when they had what they needed, it was after Hashem did all these miracles for them, and He provided them sustenance going into the desert, a place of no sustenance, and they still had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They still realized that everything comes from Hashem, and it wasn't just when they're stuck and they need that they acknowledge they have to come out to Hashem. But even when they have what they need, they also realize it comes from Hashem. And that could be a message for Pesach in general. Pesach is all about having betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not just, and that we find, Chazal tell us, that the matzah is called Na'ama de'mehem anusa. Matzah is called the bread of betachan. And it's discussed a lot how eating matzah is a chizuk for one's belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just in a practical sense, because we talk about all the great nisim that happened in Mitzrayim, we talk about and Yitzias Mitzrayim was supposed to bring us to have faith and betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now we see another dimension of that namad and mehem anusa, that bread of a betachan, bread of emunah Hashem, is that even when the Yidden took it out of Mitzrayim, even when it has what they need, we're also able to ascribe that back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us to always have what we need, and we should always to be aware that in a situation of having everything that we need and even then some, we realize that it comes from Hashem. Have a good week, good Moed, and a good Yom Tov.